Right, I hope you enjoyed Matt's little quiz. It was all about matching famous children to their mums. And I don't know about you, but with perhaps the exception of the Queen Mum, I don't think I would have got any of them without clues. I probably could have walked past any of those mums in the street and just not known who they were. Because most people are not famous just for being someone's mum. Okay, but one exception is Mary. Mary is famous just for being Jesus' mum. And we're going to hear an awful lot about Mary, I think, in the next month or so with Christmas coming up. So today we're going to look at not just Mary as part of the birth of Jesus, but Mary in her own right. And who was she? And just up here are some pictures I plucked off the internet of Mary. And we can see her there. She's got a little halo in the top two. She's got some flowers. She's there holding baby Jesus with some kind of angel babies or cherubs next to her. And there's some pretty blossom behind her. She looks very delicate, very gentle, very ladylike, very feminine. Okay, so I thought, right, I'll see what I can find about Mary in Christmas carols. So I had a look at some Christmas carols and I found out that Mary was the mother mild and that the virgin sings her lullaby in her maiden bliss. And again, we get a picture of Mary who is very delicate, very dainty, and to be honest, probably a little bit weak. Okay, that's the impression I would get just from these carols and just from those pictures. And I think some people perhaps think that that's what you have to be like to be a Christian, that you have to be a kind of little softy wimp. But there's another place we can get information about Mary, and that is the Bible. And when we look in the Bible, we find a very, very different picture. Yes, Mary is a gentle maiden. Yes, she is a loving mother. But she is also a very brave and a very strong young woman. I'm going to do some Bible readings as we go through. There's going to be some images that will come up on the screen to kind of help you picture it. The first reading is taken from Luke 1, chapters 27 to 32. God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee named Nazareth. He had a message for a girl promised in marriage to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of King David. The girl's name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." Mary was deeply troubled by the angel's message and she wondered what the words meant. So the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High God." Okay. Now, when Mary heard this, she was a little bit worried. And you can see her up there on the screen looking a little bit worried. You see, Mary wasn't married. And in those days, it was considered very, 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 very bad if you had children when you weren't married. Okay, some people would have stopped being friends with Mary. They would have turned away from her. Even Joseph was planning to turn away from Mary. The angel had to come and visit him too and tell him not to. So Mary would have lost lots of friends and lots of people would have said nasty, horrible things about her. And I wonder if you've ever been in that situation, if you've ever had people say nasty things about you. When I was in primary school, I was a bit of a tomboy. Okay, I didn't really do the things that the girls did. I wasn't very good at hair and makeup. Still not very good at hair and makeup. But I was very good at climbing trees and playing football. Still very good at those things. And as a result, I used to spend my play times with the boys on the football pitch. And some of the girls in my class started to make up nasty stories about me. And that made me really upset. When I found out about that, I was really upset. And I think maybe that's how Mary would have felt. But Mary was brave and strong. And here is what she said when she found herself in this situation. She went to visit her cousin Elizabeth and she said these words. These are taken from Luke 1, 46 to 49. My heart praises the Lord. My soul is glad because of God my Saviour, for he has remembered me, his lowly servant. From now on, all people will call me happy because of the great things that mighty God has done for me. So Mary was brave and strong enough to praise God, even though she was in a nasty situation, even though some of her friends weren't her friends anymore, even though people would have been saying very, very nasty things about her. But for poor Mary, unkind words were not the worst thing she had to deal with. You see, being pregnant is quite hard work. And if there's one thing that's harder than being pregnant, it's having a baby. And poor Mary had to do both of those things in a very, very difficult situation. I'm going to read from Luke 2, taken from verses 1 to 7. It's the next one. At that time, the Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire. And then everyone then went to register himself, each to his own town. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. And there they are on the journey. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have the baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in strips of cloth, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay at the inn. So, they went from Nazareth to Bethlehem. They probably would have walked most of the way. Does anyone know how far it is from Nazareth to Bethlehem? Anybody know? It's 80 miles. Okay. Did anyone walk to church this morning? Anybody walk to church this morning? Well done, five people. I don't know how far you walked to church this morning, but if you, say, lived in Billericay and you walked to church this morning, you would have walked 8 miles. Okay. Let's imagine that we had to leave church now and walk all the way to Colchester. Can you imagine how long that would take? How far that would be? Colchester is about 25 miles away. Can you imagine if I said you have to leave church now and walk right into the middle of London? Walk right into the middle of London. Think how long that would take. London is about 35 miles away. So that means that what Mary and Joseph did was a bit like us, leaving church, walking all the way into the middle of London, turning round, walking all the way back, and then walking a bit more. It would have taken them a very long time. It would have taken them several days. And Mary had to do this journey while she was pregnant. And travelling when you're pregnant can be very tired. It can make tiring, make you feel very tired. And it can make you feel actually quite ill sometimes. Have you ever had to make a long journey while you're feeling ill? Does anyone perhaps get train sick or car sick? Is it nice? No, it's no fun at all, is it? When I was about 6 or 7, we had to go to my dad's cousin's wedding. I didn't even know who my dad's cousin was. So I wasn't particularly keen to go to this wedding in the first place. And it was a really long way away. I don't know where because I was 7, but it was a really long way away. And as soon as we got into the car, I started to feel really ill. And it was awful because I had to make this long car journey feeling really, really ill, really sick. And it was made worse because my mum and dad didn't even believe that I was ill. They thought I was just making a fuss because I didn't want to go to the wedding. They did believe me later on when I threw up in the church whilst my dad's cousin was exchanging vows with his wife. So I kind of got the last laugh on them, but what I remember about that day was how awful it felt to go on that long journey and feel ill, and then to be in that unfamiliar place feeling so ill. And perhaps that's how Mary felt, being in an unfamiliar place and not feeling particularly well. But for Mary, it got tougher, because while she was in Bethlehem, it was time for her to have her baby. And today, most people have a baby in a hospital, perhaps with doctors and nurses, probably with painkillers. But Mary had none of that. Mary had her baby in an unfamiliar place. We're told there was no room at the inn, so all the guest houses were full. She would have had her baby in something that was probably a bit like a stable. There would have been nowhere comfortable for her to lie down. There wasn't even anywhere for her to put the baby once it was born. They had to clear out an animal's drinking trough and put the baby in there. So, Mary may have been gentle and kind and loving, but she was certainly not a wimp. Mary was brave enough and strong enough to cope with people who perhaps had once been her friends saying nasty things about her and turning away from her. And Mary was brave enough and strong enough to cope with a long, difficult journey during pregnancy and then very difficult conditions during childbirth. But that's not the bravest thing that Mary did. I'm going to read now from John 19, verse 25. Standing close to Jesus' cross were his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Mostly, we hear about Mary at the start of Jesus' life. But Mary was also there at the end. On the cross, we know that God gave up his son Jesus, his perfect son, who he loved, to die to save us. And nobody who's ever lived can imagine how that must have felt, except Mary, because it was her son too. Mary was brave enough and strong enough to stand at the foot of the cross and to see the son that she loved put to death to save the world. And now with Christmas approaching, we're sure to hear a lot more about Mary in the next month or so. Let's try and remember that Mary was not just gentle and mild, she was also brave and strong. And that Mary was not just there at the beginning of Jesus' life, she was also there at the end.